Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you always talk about when it comes to the radio station, there are 1,000 reasons not to give.
That's right, David. But we don't want to talk about the folks who fool themselves into listening and, you know, not putting anything in. They're a particular type of person. And frankly, that's up to them. It's up to them and the way that they've been raised and whether they want to participate in making something wonderful. And we have made this wonderful thing. I mean, the last fund drive was a record breaker, of course, and we want to continue to show the health of the station. There are a lot of reasons for that, but the most important one is that if we are going to talk truth to power, if we are going to try to get everybody to see something that when we were faced with going into the Iraq War, for example, that's pretty heady stuff. The government was all for it. There were all kinds of lies being told. But we did offer a full range of people in support and opposed to it. And it turned out that we got tremendous rewards for having done exactly that. Well, if everybody puts in $5, $10, $100, $1,000, what is freedom worth? And we know that any jackass can kick down a barn, Mario Cuomo said, and he was right. But to build a great institution like this means that you have to have full participation and that wherever anybody is, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, all you got to do is go to WAMC.org, put something into the pot, and we'll all be well. You know, Pete Seeger once said to me, Alan, you've all built a wonderful station here, but now they'll come after you. They have to. I hope he's wrong. There has been some evidence of that over the years, but not a lot. And the way that you prevent that from happening is everybody puts something in WAMC.org into the lockbox.
From that to Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, Alan, who, despite his indictment on federal corruption charges this week, says he's not going to step down, he's not going anywhere, and he intends to keep his leadership position. And that is despite some calls for him to step down, Senator Bonachek and even Chris Gibson, the congressman.
Well, David, some calls is exactly right, but some calls includes almost every editorial page in New York State. I happen to believe innocent until proven guilty. I truly do. And I think it's the senator's call and it's his conference's call. Clearly, they spent a lot of time in there duking this out. And several people have come out and said, don't count me on this. We saw certainly Chris Gibson, who's a man who always speaks his mind, a Republican congressman. He said, get out, basically, to Skelos. And so did several of the senators in his conference. So they tried it in the assembly. Didn't work. They tried to say, going to stand behind Speaker Silver. It didn't work, and he was gone, and he sits in the back right now. I am sure that Skelos will not resign from the Senate, but it'll be interesting to see whether all of this pressure, this excruciating pressure, ends up costing him his job.
Hillary Clinton appears to have initially weathered a barrage of news about her use of private email account when she was Secretary of State, Alan, and the practice of her family's foundation, an indication that she's starting her second presidential bid with an unusual durability among Democratic voters. This from the New York Times, a new poll, CBS, finds Americans now view Mrs. Clinton more favorably and more see her as a strong leader than they did earlier in the year, and nearly 9 in 10 Democrats say the nation is ready to elect a woman president.
Well, it's not only a woman. It's a tough woman. This is a woman who looked the Republicans in the eye during the Bill Clinton years, Bill Clinton, who, by the way, left as one of the most popular presidents in history, and said it's a vast Republican conspiracy. Well, I'm so sorry. People poo-pooed it and laughed at it, but she was right. Of course it was. And they know that she is the strongest that the Democrats have right now, and they're going to do everything in their power to just train their sights on her and try to make her look weak. On the contrary, it has not worked. I think the people know it. It's 101 on propaganda. It's Goebbels-like. You say it over and over and over and over again, and you figure somebody's going to believe it. Well, I don't think it's working. It didn't work in Benghazi, and it hasn't worked on the so-called email scandal. So now they'll have to try to find something else.